Hi, everyone. I hope you are having an amazing day, and I hope you've been having a wonderful week. My name is Tiara, and I'm going to be serving as your accountability partner as you embark on this journey towards purpose. Now, for those who don't know what an accountability partner is, an accountability partner is simply someone who just helps you keep a commitment. And now, a commitment, that's an obligation or responsibility. And so whether that's sticking to a specific diet or writing a book or recording a podcast episode, a film, you name it, whatever is important to you, whatever goals you have, I'm just here to make sure that you accomplish them. I really want to make sure that you fulfill every assignment and accomplish every goal that God placed you on this earth to complete. And why? Because I genuinely want to see you win. Like, so much has been happening in 2020. And I think now more than ever, God really needs his people to realize who the heck they are and what he's placed on the inside of them. And so I'm here to make sure that you just stop sitting on the gifts and the vision that God's given you, because people need what it is that you have inside. People need your gifts. People need your talents. People need what it is that you have to say, that you have to provide and deliver. Like I said, I am here to see you win. And with that, throughout this podcast, I'm going to be applying some pressure, applying some well-needed pressure, because we are no longer playing any more games when it comes to fulfilling our purpose. Like, I don't have time. You don't have time. The people who are meant, who you're meant to touch, definitely don't have time for you to be playing around, and neither does God. So with that, before we get into anything podcasts related or accountability related, I just want to give you just a little bit of insight into who I am, a little about me. I am currently living in LA. However, I am a Connecticut native. Shout out to CT. Yes, there are Black people in Connecticut. Also, I graduated from the one and only, the realest, the illustrious Howard University. I graduated with a BBA in finance, and I've been working in corporate finance for about 3 years now. However, recently I just transitioned into a strategy role working in the DE&I space, because y'all seen what's been going on in 2020. These companies really need help. And I decided to transition out of my, you know, traditional finance role and really help that mission. Also, I am a Christian, and when I tell you I really love God, like, Jesus, that's my big dog. Oftentimes, my prayers, I literally refer to God as my big dog, because that is just our relationship. He's the big homie. He's always coming through, and you'll learn more about our relationship and really experience how he's just been, honestly, he's just been crazy in my life. Like, God really blows my mind every single day, like, to the point where I'm even doing this podcast. That's just mind-blowing within itself. And I think lastly, I'm super passionate about seeing people thrive. Like, I'm the type of person who doesn't hate but always celebrates. Oh, that's a bar. I don't hate. Your girl celebrates. I am my friends, my families, and you all's biggest supporters. I really want to make sure that you, or maybe not make sure, I really gain fulfillment when I see people accomplishing their goals and, you know, achieving their dreams. Like, I don't think there's anything that really makes me happier. And especially if there's something that I had to do with it, like, I'm so full. Now, with that being said, some things that you all are going to be getting throughout this podcast. I think one thing to know about me is I'm someone who is all about solutions. I do not like those people who tell you the things that you're doing wrong or the things that you need to do without actually providing some type of tangible step in order to accomplish that thing. And so throughout this podcast, I'll be providing you with tangible tips and strategies as well as resources to really help you fulfill your goals, have a better mindset, and hopefully allow you or help you grow in your relationship with God, which I think is the most important thing. Like, God is the foundation. And before you even have a purpose, you got to have a relationship with God, because that's the only way that you're going to be able to uncover your purpose. And so today we are going to be talking about focus and how to better improve our focus when it comes to accomplishing our goals. However, before we get into that, I want to make sure I provide you with a recap of my week so you all too can get some insight into the things I've been working on as well as what's been happening in my life. Now, I'm someone who is super transparent, so you're going to get all the good, the bad, the highs, the lows. And why I've decided to take this time to do this is because I literally never want anyone to think that I have it all together, because I don't. And life is tough. Like, life is difficult and I make tons of mistakes. And because of that, I think it's important to bring you all along on my purpose journey so that, one, you can learn from my mistakes, but then two, I need some people to hold me accountable as well. Like, if I'm talking about how I really want to open some type of business, I need y'all to be like, Tiara, in this previous episode, you said by this time you're going to have this business done. So where is that? I want y'all to have the same energy that I have with y'all, because we are all in this together. And we are here to just impact lives, to get rich, and to have a great time doing it. So what's been happening with me this week? This week, there's been a lot of introspection. I have been realizing more and more that I have a hard time asking for help. And it's very frustrating, because I'm someone who loves to help others. And when it comes to, you know, asking for that similar help for myself, I really have a hard time doing that. And even when it came to this podcast and creating this podcast, I would literally spend like hours and hours researching, like, what type of mic do you need, or how to do this and how to do that when it came to podcasting. And my roommate literally has a podcast of her own, and I could have simply just said, hey, how do you do this? But instead, because of pride, which is essentially what it is, and the need to seem like you have it all together, I chose to take the harder way and ask for help. And not ask for help. Now, I say all of that to say, when you are struggling with something, do not try and act all hard and strong. Like, there is strength in asking for help. There is honor in asking for help. I think there's a scripture that says something along the lines of, like, wise people seek out knowledge, only fools love ignorance, or something like that. And when I read that, I was like, dang, Jesus is calling me a fool. When I saw that, I was like, oh no, I just need to just ask for what it is that I need and go from there. And so I did. And here we are creating this podcast. And I'm proud of myself. And I think that's a lesson within itself too. Like, celebrate yourself, sis. Celebrate yourself, sir. And I'm sitting here in a closet recording a podcast after a week of not asking for help, after really trying to get over imposter syndrome. I am here recording this podcast episode because what? God gave me a mission and I got to get it done by any means necessary. So we are here, we are recording, and I really hope that this podcast is helpful, and I hope that I'm able to assist you with your purpose journey. Now that that's out the way, today, like I said earlier, we are going to be talking about focus. Now, what is focus? According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, focus is simply an act of concentrating interest or activity on something. Some synonyms include concentrate, pay attention, and prioritize. Now, I think it's very interesting why God told me that I need to do this first episode on focus, because when I tell you, my brain moves at a million times a second. I am constantly thinking about so many different things. Like, honestly, right now, I'm thinking about what on earth am I cooking for dinner tonight? I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking about the fact that I have to pack. So I really think that God was just like, yeah, no, you need to get your focus in order, because there are a lot of things that I told you need to do, and they've been placed on the back burner simply because you do not have your focus in order. And so I was like, whew, okay, Jesus, like, let me go ahead and research this topic and get it together and help, you know, others get it together as well. Now, when I started looking up why people have such a hard time focusing, one of the things that came up was the fact that people don't have their priorities in order. They haven't realized or taken the time to really outline what is important, what's most important to us. And when we don't have a clear vision on our goals, we allow them to get placed on the back burner and not get done. We don't recognize, you know, the why behind our goals, which is why they don't get accomplished. And so one of the things that while I was researching that helped me is I literally wrote down every single goal that I had and I ranked them in order from most important to least important. And with that, I was like, whoo, this is super helpful because now I have a clear and tangible list where I can see what it is that I need to be focusing on and not allow distractions or time wasters take up the moment or take up the time that I could be spending accomplishing these things that are truly most important to me. And with that, I think that goes into, you know, another reason why people have such a hard time focusing. It's simply because they distracted. There are too many distractions going on. I know for me, my TV is oftentimes on when I'm, you know, working on things that guys told me to work on. My phone's blowing up. People are texting me, calling me. Sometimes I get distracted by social media. I know you all have heard the quote, distractions will kill you. And I think an even better quote is distractions will hinder you. They will literally hinder you from achieving and gaining all that God has for you. And I know one of the things that helps me is when I'm working, I've decided to turn my phone on, do not disturb. I am the queen of do not disturb. I know my friends get on me for it. My mom, my sisters, they call my phone literally like 10 times a day. And they be like, Tierra, you need to answer the phone when I call you. But I'm like, I got purpose to fulfill. I got things God has told me to do. So you just gonna have to wait. I mean, granted, if it's an emergency, I'll answer. You know, I set them as my favorite. So if they call me twice, I know it's important. But if they call me one time or they text me about something, I'm not opening my phone until my allotted time. And I think too, I literally set timers on my phone that have me working on something for, let's say I'm supposed to be working on something for 2 hours. And after those 2 hours are up, I allot myself maybe 30 minutes to indulge in Netflix or answer text messages or go on social media. Because I think too, you need times to be able to rejuvenate your energy and your creativity. So you oftentimes have to step away from work and step away from certain assignments. I say all that to say we have to limit the distractions. We have to stop allowing things to take up our time. And with that, we have to create an action plan that causes us to starve our distractions. Next thing I noticed was one of the main reasons why we have difficulty focusing, and this is something I was alluding to earlier, is because we multitask. Like, we have to stop multitasking. I'm a nerd and I did some research and I found out that our brain is not nearly as good at handling multitasks as we think they are. And in fact, research suggests that multitasking actually reduces productivity by as much as 40%. Not 10%, not 20%, 40%. So when we're thinking we're, you know, knocking things out and being super productive, the numbers don't lie. The numbers said you're actually reducing your productivity by 40%. And I think that's why oftentimes, like, when we don't accomplish things on our to-do list, it's simply for this reason, and we'll be super stressed out or very discouraged because we haven't accomplished those things. But it all has to do with our inability to focus on just one thing. We multitask too much. And I did further research and I saw that our brains are not capable of focusing on multiple tasks at once. We think that they are, but what's happening is our brain is jumping back and forth between the tasks, focusing briefly one at a time. And not only can our brains not make it happen, but they get damaged when we try to force them. And now constant interruption, which is, you know, what multitasking is, brings on higher levels of stress. It's cognitive overload and it dulls our brain and our reactions at time. And according to a study at the University of Sussex, constant multitasking damages our brain. Like, let me just reread that. Constant multitasking damages our brain. People who regularly multitask have lower brain density in the region of their brain responsible for empathy, cognitive control, and emotional control. So when you realize that you are emotionally unstable, when you realize like, why can't I think so quickly on my feet? Why do I have a hard time like expressing empathy towards others? Sir, it's probably because your focus is out of order. You're not focusing. You're too busy multitasking. You're too busy thinking about a million things. And we have to stop. Like, I don't want you to be stupid. I don't want you to damage your brain. I'm not trying to damage my brain, which is why I'm like, this is crazy. I didn't realize that all of these things come as a result of us not having focus. Lastly, one of the reasons why it's a hard time for us to focus on, you know, our goals and the things that God has given us is simply because we allow unprofitable thoughts to consume our mind. And a profitable thought is something that does not bring us any benefit. It's a false thought that is contrary to the truth that God says about us. And so an example would be, let's say God tells you, hey, you need to go ahead and write this book. And now I take the time or you take the time and think about the million reasons why you're unqualified or incapable or don't have the resources to write the book. Why are we allowing that to consume our brain? Like, why is that even a thought? If God told you this is what you need to do, don't you think he'll make the provision for it? And two, if God told you to do something, he's already qualified you. You don't need nobody else's approval. Like, who are they? At the end of the day, the only approval that you need is from the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And so when it comes to the visions, the dreams, and the ideas that we have, we have to start talking ourselves more into those things than talking ourselves out of them. We have to rid ourselves of these unprofitable thoughts because that is the only way that we can, one, truly hone in on our focus, but then two, we can have a better mentality and accomplish everything that God has for us. So to recap, in order to help get our focus in order, we need to figure out what our priorities are. Two, we need to limit our distractions. We need to stop multitasking. And lastly, we need to rid ourselves of these unprofitable thoughts. Now, of course, I cannot be your accountability partner without helping you or providing you with some solutions and some action items to do moving forward. And with that, this week, I really want you to take the time out to do these few things. One, I want you to sit down and really outline all of your goals, all of your ideas. No ideas too big, no ideas too small. I want you to just write down the things that are important to you. What's important to you now? What's important to you, you know, accomplishing in the future? And rank those things from most important to least important. One thing that really helps me is things that have like a hard deadline. Those are probably the things that are maybe a little bit more important. Or something that maybe impacts others is something that I would deem as very important as well. So take that list, write it down, rank most important to least important, and place it in a place that you see frequently. Like I said, I have my goal sheet placed on a wall inside of my room that I walk past every single day. So I have to look at that thing every day. You could put it in your bathroom. You can put it next to your laptop or your computer. I just want to make sure that you do not lose sight of the vision. You do not lose sight of your goals and your priorities, because that's one of the reasons why we don't get things done, is because we forget about them. Next, I want you to reflect on the things that have been occupying your focus. What's been distracting you? Is it Netflix? Is it your friends? Is it food? Is it a certain person? Reflect on those things that have been distracting you and create an action plan that causes you to starve those distractions. So whether that's unplugging the TV while you're working or turning your phone on Do Not Disturb, or maybe going to the extreme and locking up your refrigerator. I know that's definitely a reach, but hey, if you got to do it, then we just gonna have to make it happen. Create an action plan that causes you to rid yourselves of these distractions that are hindering you. Because what do we say? Distractions will hinder you. They will hinder you. They will hinder you and they will block you from receiving your blessings. Because I don't know if you know, but there are blessings that come with obedience. Monetary blessings, internal blessings, external blessings. There are riches awaiting for those who are walking in obedience and fulfilling their purpose. And I think that brings me to, you know, my last action item. Really take some time to spend or have quiet time with God. God is truly the foundation of every single thing that we do, to the point where spending quiet time with Him will help us determine what we should be focusing on, what's most important. I know during quiet time, God can literally say, hey, I know you wrote this thing down on your to-do list and you've deemed it most important, but you know, actually, I think that that's for a different season. I actually want you to hone in on your focus in another area. Like, I think we oftentimes forget that God is a God of strategy, but the only way that we'll be able to receive that strategy is through spending time with Him. One of the things that really helps me is going on a fast. And for those who don't know what a fast is, it's simply abstaining from food for a certain amount of time in order to just grow in your intimacy with God. And when I tell you, every single time I fast, like there has not been one time that I fasted that I did not receive strategy, that I did not receive an innovative idea, that I did not receive clarity on something and guidance and next steps. Like, fasting is so beneficial, and God rewards those who seek Him out. There's a scripture that says, seek Him and He will find you. He's got you. He's got you, and He wants to, like, He wants to help you. He wants to bless you. He wants you to allow Him to guide your steps. So do that. And I hope this was super helpful. Like I said, I really want to make sure you all win in life, in purpose, in every single area of your life. I am very much so interested in seeing how it is or was beneficial to you. And so reach out to me. Let me know some of the things that you've learned. Let me know what has happened after you've took the time out and completed these different action items. My Instagram is @iam.missjackson, and that's MS with the miss. It's also included in the show notes. Post something on social media and hashtag the accountability partner. You can just email me. My email's in the show notes. Oh, and before I forget, I created a document that has these steps, these action items, a prayer pertaining to improving our focus, as well as certain scriptures that help me with focus. So that's also included in the show notes. And yeah, I think that covers everything. I hope you have an amazing week. Be blessed. I love y'all. And let's get it popping.